Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Chandan Healthcare Limited Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Kiran Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kiran Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Amar Singh, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajiv Nain, CFO and Company Secretary. With that, now hand over the call to Mr. Amar Singh.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my privilege to address you at the time of closing third quarter of 2026. And this period has been one of remarkable progress and renewed commitment towards our mission of transforming healthcare across India. This year has been very special for us and delighted to announce the start of 6 comprehensive diagnostic centers in different cities. These centers are equipped with advanced pathology and radiology services and already making a positive impact in their communities. Our expansion continues with another comprehensive center scheduled to open in Raipur next month. It is at the last stage of completion and it will further strengthen our footprint to various parts of India. In addition, we have already started operations at 2 laboratories within Jina Seekho Hospitals. And they are located at Meerut in UP and Derabasi in Punjab. These labs will enhance access to quality diagnostic for Jina Seekho patients. Next month, we will launch 9 more labs, which are at last stage of completion. And one by one, these labs will be started in this month and very next month. And this is a part of our commitment to become global. And these are Mumbai, Kolkata, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, Surat, Vadodara, Guwahati, Kurukshetra, and Kota. We are also upgrading our existing centers by having 10 bone marrow density machines and 5 fibro scan. These are the liver scan machines. 5 fibro scans in quarter 4, 26, in the next this quarter. We are proud to announce the opening of 2 wellness centers in Delhi and Raipur next month. And these centers are designed to promote preventive care and holistic well-being, offering specialized services to local communities. We are also celebrating an important milestone, receiving award for our radiology services in 8 districts hospitals across Punjab and 1 railway hospital in Guwahati, Assam. Operations in the hospitals will commence over next 6 months, one by one, ensuring high quality imaging and diagnostic for a larger population of these areas. Our reach now extends to 13 states in this financial year, showing our dedication and teamwork. We have enrolled franchisee at over 100 locations and the results will start coming from this quarter. And these are empowering partners and expanding our network to serve more and more people across India. This strategic growth will have a strong foundation for our future plans because our future belongs to 1,000 franchisees in next 3 years. And looking ahead, we are preparing to launch 3 more comprehensive centers and 13 laboratories across 3 states next year. This is our next year plan. And 1 genome lab at Lucknow and 1 PET scan at Gorakhpur. This is our first PET scan, is also planned in H1 27. Our wellness center and central lab will also start in H1 27 at Janakipuram, Lucknow, and together with all the radiological services. And this central lab will be the largest lab in Uttar Pradesh. And lastly, I wish to express my heartfelt gratitude to all our team members, investors, for their continued support and belief in our journey. And together we are shaping a bright future for healthcare in India. Let us continue to move forward with optimism and determination as we strive to touch more and more lives and achieve greater milestones. Now I hand over to Mr. Rajeev Nain, our CFO, for declaring Q3 26 results. Mr. Rajeev.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. So I am excited to share with you all the financial highlights of this quarter. The quarter ended 31st December 2025. So during this quarter, we achieved a very good growth of 20% in top line. So our sales stood at 65.77 crore during this quarter. The major contributor to this growth is diagnostic B2C sales, which grew almost 34% as compared to last year. The EBITDA during this period registered a growth of 39% as compared to last year, which stood at 12.61 crore. The EBITDA margin also grew by 263 basis points, and it was 19.17% of sales. I need to mention that during this period, during this quarter, we did a provision of 2.2 crore, which is an exceptional one-time provisioning of gratuity cost. So it is one-time cost we did this quarter. So after that, we achieved a PAT of 4.54 crore, which is 7.97 basis point, which is 7.97% up as compared to last year. So PAT margin was 6.9%, which is 7 basis point down because of this one-time exceptional item of 2.2 crore. So now I welcome all question and answers for this session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Priyanshu Jain from Growth X Infinity. Please go ahead. The next question comes from the line of Mohan Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. So just a moment. The next question comes from the line of Parth Acharya from Kiran Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, Ravi sir, there seems to some issue. Can you, in the meanwhile, walk us through the key highlights of Q3 operational?
Okay, should I repeat the highlights, financial highlights?
Yeah, sure. And there seems to be some issue with the queue. The participants are not, like, they are not able to speak up. In the meanwhile, you can just walk us through the Q3 operational highlights.
So, again, the Q3 numbers, the top line for this quarter was 65.77 CR, which is 20% up as compared to last quarter of last year. So major contributor to this sales was diagnostic B2C sales, which grew almost 34%. The EBITDA for this period, this quarter, stood at 12.61 CR, which is almost 39% up as compared to last year. EBITDA margin during this period was 19.17%, which is 263 basis point up. PAT during this period was 4.54 CR, which is 7.97% up as compared to last quarter. And during this quarter, we did a provision of 2.2 CR of gratuity because of some revision in wages as per new labor code. So PAT after that was 4.54 CR. PAT margin during this period was 6.9%, which is 77 basis point down. Yeah, so now we can open the question answer session.
Thank you. So can I announce for questions?
Yeah, sure.
The first question comes from the line of Priyanshu Jain from GrowthX Infinity. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of results. So going forward, as we are planning to do around 1,000 diagnostic centers through franchisee, so can you tell us the capex which is required for per franchisee?
Sir, for franchisee, we don't need to invest anything. Actually, we have to invest in our labs only. And we are planning to start 100 labs in 3 years. And already in this year, we have already started more than 13 labs. And next year also, we are going to start more than 13 labs and few comprehensive centers, which has all pathological and radiological services. As far as franchisee is concerned, these are the collection points. Somebody takes the franchisee of Chandan Healthcare and he collects the samples and transfer to our lab. And our investment is in labs only. And for that, we are planning to invest nearly 100 crore in 3 years. And for that matter, we have already gone for preferential shares of 104 crore. So we are having money and we are regularly investing. And lot of investment we have already done in this year, and in next 2 years also we will continue to expand.
Okay, so can you tell us the capex for per laboratory as we are doing as of today?
Yes, if we are having our own laboratory, actually we are putting some laboratory within the Genesic Hospital, and but they are very few, hardly 7 or 10. They will provide the space. Otherwise, we are putting lab outside, and whenever we start a lab, actually to prepare a setup, we have to invest nearly 50 lakhs to 75 lakhs depending on the size of the place. And besides this, we have to invest nearly 50 lakhs more. That simply means for each laboratory, we are investing nearly 1 crore.
Okay, sir, can you throw some light on it? Like the right now we have partnered with GenaSeqo for the next 5 years. So what is the attraction we are getting right now, and what is the plan over there? Because there is a card which is being launched by GenaSeqo. So can you throw some light on it as well?
Sir, card, it is their card and they are using this card for their own hospital purposes. As far as we are concerned, at the moment we are having nearly 2,50,000 to 3 lakhs per day. It is touching 3 lakhs per day. And we have covered only 25 to 30% of their hospital and clinics. And in next 6 months, we will cover nearly 80%. And in next 1 year, we will cover 100%. And moreover, whatever they are going to expand, they will give us a space for a lab inside their hospital. That simply means at the moment, if we are getting 3 lakhs per day collection, it is hardly 25 to 30% what we are going to get in next 1 year.
Okay, that's nice. So just two more questions. So is on the competition side, like we have Dr. Lal and other diagnostics companies. So like what is the differentiator which we are offering to our customers, or like on the price point, or like going forward we are providing something additional benefits to our customer or client. So how is the deal like over there?
Okay. Actually, if we are going for franchise, definitely in case of franchise, we have a direct competition with Dr. Lal and Thyrocare and Metropolis all. But our main business belongs to our comprehensive centers, which gives all pathological and radiological services. And besides this, we are putting more and more labs all over India just to get 100% work of GINA-SECO, as well as we are involved in getting work from insurance companies, corporate sectors, and sometimes we have affiliation with government sector also, and franchisee. And we have a direct footfall also. I'll just tell you, what they are doing, they are putting the lab at a distant places where there is no footfall. They are based on collections from the franchise. But our franchise business is going to happen in future, and that will be hardly 10% of the total business. And in case of comprehensive centers, we don't have any competition of a larger player. We just have a competition from a local players. What local population is getting services of pathology and radiology from local pathologists and radiologists, they are our competitors, and it is very easy to compete with them just because we can do at a lesser rate also. And moreover, we have a better branding and we have a global presence, and we are doing all type of tests, and they are not able to do all type of tests because few tests they get it done from bigger labs. But we are going to give all type of tests at a lesser rate. We have a better branding, and we have a larger presence all over India. So for local players, it is very easy to beat them. And as far as big players are concerned, they are not into it. They are not giving all type of facilities under one roof. We give all type of facilities under one roof and getting patients directly at our center, because doctors refer patient to us, and we have a loyal customers. They are repeatedly coming to our center, and that is our main differentiator from these big players.
So sir, like if I summarize this what you said, so hamara jitna bhi footfall aa raha, that is one from the doctors which we have affiliated with, so they are going to refer the patients to our labs. That is first point. Second point is that the customers the competition which is there at a local level, because we are providing better services, and majority of the services under one roof big players as well. So that is our plus point. Is my understanding correct, like over there?
Yes, you understood correctly, but there is one difference. Referring patients, we are dealing with referring patients 50%, and rest of the 50%, we get 10% as a self-patients, and 40% we have a corporate business from insurance companies, public sector units, banks, and all CGHS, all corporates. We are getting nearly 40%, and 10% we get directly, patient directly comes to us. And 50% we get as a reference from the doctors. This is the equation of having the patients at our center. And why it is so? Because we get repeated patients. Repeatedly, every big corporates go for health checkups. And we have affiliation with all big, more than 200 affiliations we are having in every city. And that's why we are getting the patients every year for health checkups also. We are getting patients of insurance companies, and we are getting patients from CGHS and other bank, other dispensaries also. So you are right. We get patients from the doctors, from as a self patient, and from corporate. And moreover, now if we are putting more and more franchise, we will get the samples from franchise also.
Okay, that's nice, sir. So just two more questions. Like on the EBITDA side, what we are planning, like these are the sustainable EBITDA margins going forward?
Sir, next year we will start a Punjab and Guwahati project, and that project is 52 crores per year. It is already declared, It is a government project, and we have already won this project. And within 6 months, we will install all the MRI and CT scans everywhere in 9 district hospitals. And that business, as far as government has conveyed, it is 52 crores, but most of the time it is more than that. That will be added to our normal growth of our company. So this will be a game changer also in next year. And moreover, we are putting more and more comprehensive centers and labs. Definitely, there will be a big difference in next year. It will not be like this, what we have done in this year.
So that's good, but EBITDA margin side, but we are like they will going to improve in future, or like these are the sustainable margins which we deliver in this particular quarter?
Definitely EBITDA margin will improve, just because during the course of expansion, and this EBITDA margin is affected for some time. But as soon as we will have more and more centers that becomes older and more matured, then EBITDA margin increases. And in this quarter, as my CFO has already told you, the EBITDA margin is affected by our gratuity, jo one time hamara ek expense aa gaya, 2.2 crore. And that affected our EBITDA for this quarter. But definitely it is a one-time expense. And it is just because of new labor code from the government. That is the reason it is affected. But otherwise, EBITDA margin will gradually improve all the time.
Okay, sir. So this last question is on the revenue mix side. So going forward, what we are planning, because we are getting so much attraction in the B2C business. What are like is our target going forward? Ki like itna hamara government hoga, itna hamara corporates hoga, and itna hamara B2C hoga. So
actually, we are trying to do more and more B2C, somewhat less B2B, and least B2G. But sometimes these equations are not in our hands. Sometimes when we have more and more comprehensive centers in a year, B2C segment increases very high. And sometimes we get a radiological association from government, then B2G becomes higher. But our aim is to keep all these three at an equal level, 33, 33, 33. This is our aim. But sometimes it varies from 30 to 40% for any segment. And that is okay, because government business, government contract, when it comes, when it goes, it is not easy to decide, and it is not in our hand. That's why sometimes equation changes. But our aim is to keep B2C at the highest level, B2B at the second level, and B2G at the last level, just because of receivable amount, and that takes nearly 3 to 4 months in case of B2G. That is the reason we are concentrating more on B2C business.
Sir, can you just give us the bifurcation on the EBITDA margin side, like what we are getting in B2G, B2B and B2C?
B2C, it is the highest, and then B2G, and then B2B.
That simply means
in case of B2C, we have nearly, if the center is matured, then we get EBITDA 45 plus. And in case of B2G, because it is a fixed, then we get a EBITDA, depending on the tender, how we won the tender, it is between 30 to 40%. And in case of B2B, that simply means, I am talking about the franchise business, it is nearly 35%. That simply means 40, 35 and 30. This is the ratio.
That's nice. So just last question is on the, as we are targeting like so much growth and others, so like can we assume ki, like for the next financial year we will able to grow more than 30% on the top line basis?
This is much less. What we are going to give, it is much less. What you are talking, it is much less. It will be much, much higher. But the figure you will get every quarterly. You will get the results every quarterly, and you will see what is happening in our organization, and there will be a big change.
Great, sir. Great, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tahir Hyderabadwala from Growbyce Fund. Please go ahead. Mr. Tahir, you may proceed with your question.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
First of all, congrats on the good set of numbers. I have two, three questions. First year, sir, in the quarter three result, we have seen an exceptional loss of 2.2 CR. Sorry if I missed it before. If you can explain it, what was this loss for?
It is due to new labor code. The gratuity was basically. Rajiv, you can tell exactly.
Yeah, sir. Because of provisioning of employee gratuity cost, as there is a revision in wages as per new labor code, so the provision is higher as compared to normal quarters.
This is one time.
Okay.
It is a one time investment. One time
expense. One time provision.
Yes,
okay.
And
sir, from
the many companies.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Second question was on the we have planned to open 100 new labs in the next 3 years. So how many we have opened till now in end of quarter three, and what are plans for quarter four?
Okay. This is up to quarter four. We will be present in 13 states. And in the next 1 month, we are going to start 9 more labs in Mumbai, Kolkata, Chandigarh, Ahmedabad, Surat, Vadodara, Guwahati, Kurukshetra, and Kota. And in this year also, we have already started 6 comprehensive centers. Comprehensive center means giving all type of pathological and radiological services up to MRI. And we have also started... I'm telling you the labs, 18 labs we have started in this year. And next year we are going to start 13 more labs and 3 more comprehensive centers. And 1 PET scan at Gorakhpur and 1 genome lab at Lucknow also. We have a massive expansion in next 2-3 years.
Okay. And sir, our Jaipur comprehensive center was planned to launch after the H1 26. So... it has started or it will take time?
Which center? We have already started 6 centers in this financial year. And in next 1 month, we will start 1 more at Raipur. During the year, we will have 7 comprehensive centers this year, FY26.
And last one on the revenue contribution from diagnostic and pharmacy business and how the pharmacy margins are going. Like we have given target to get it 10% EBITDA margin.
Actually, we are targeting for 10% EBITDA margin and we are working on it. At the moment, we are not having much EBITDA in case of pharmacy because we are concentrating more in diagnostic business. But of course, our pharmacy business is going on and it is running and we are targeting for 10% EBITDA in next 1 year. Definitely that we will achieve. But our 90% focus is on, 95% focus we are focusing on diagnostic business.
Okay. And if you can share the revenue mix for quarter three between diagnostic and pharmacy?
The ratio you are asking? You are asking about the ratio. It is 60-40.
And in the diagnostic?
What is our, we are planning to have 10-20% only pharmacy business in next 3-5 years. Because our aim is to develop more and more diagnostic and pharmacy business will definitely continue and support the collection point for diagnostic business. That's why we are continuing it. And basically these pharmacy units are helping our diagnostic centers by collecting the samples at their unit. And that is also a big advantage for pharmacy. And we are also aiming for better and better EBITDA margin also. And we are working on it and so many things we are doing in this direction.
Okay. And one last question on the revenue mix between radiology and pathology.
At the moment 75% is pathology at the moment. But when we will start the Punjab and the Guwahati project, definitely radiology part will increase. And when our these comprehensive and labs will get mature, then pathology will increase. It's not a fixed basically. When we have more and more radiology contracts, then radiology part increases. At the moment, pathology is 75%.
Okay. We are currently receiving some orders from government also. So will this order impact our working capital?
Sorry, sir?
We have got some orders from government side also to establish a diagnostic center in the government hospital or from in the Punjab side. So will this affect our working capital days or anything?
We have already arranged that working capital and we have already ordered the machines also. And we have to start 50% of total MRI and CT within 3 months and rest of the 50% in next 3 months. And that is in line.
I am asking that when we saw government clients, so there will be some delay in payment side. So I was looking for that answer. Okay, we'll get some delayed payments after starting.
No, sir. We have to collect the payment from the patients. We don't have to, government will not pay for it. All the Punjab projects for 8 district hospitals, we have to collect from the patients directly. It's a cash business.
Okay, sir. And from that, how much we have to pay to the government or the hospital? Like, when we collect money from the customer, how much from that amount we have to pay to the hospital or government? There will be some fixes.
It's a project of nearly 55 crores a year for 10 years. It is a 550 crores project. 55 crores per year is the collection money.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhi Jain from AJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. We meet again. So congratulations on the listing front and congratulations on a good set of top line numbers. So two things I wanted to understand. One is that I see that in the expenses, and it's very technical, in the expenses I see that, you know, employee cost is increasing at a rapid pace. This quarter it's almost 18% of the revenue. So can you just give us a flavor in terms of, you know, whether this will be on an ongoing basis? Or, you know, you see it going back to the 14-15% level that we were seeing a quarter and 2 years ago. Because 18% is fairly where Dr. Lal and other established chains are. And I thought that, you know, you have a cost advantage in terms of employees, mainly because you are located in tier 2 and tier 1 cities. So just wanted to understand that.
Sir, it is because of organic expansion. And as I told, we have started 18 labs in this financial year and 7 comprehensive centers in this financial year. That is the reason employee cost will definitely increase for, it will appear to increase for some time. And as soon as we will start getting the business, it will come down.
Okay. So,
it is all because of expansion. It is because of expansion. We have to appoint the employee beforehand because we are basically going to different cities and all over the India. We have to appoint the staff 1 or 2 months before the start of business. That is the reason it appears higher for some time. And then when we will start getting good business, it will come down.
Okay. So secondly, I heard that you mentioned that in your B2C business, which is, you know, direct to customer, your EBITDA margins are in the range of 35-40%. Is that correct?
Yes. For B2C business, it is the highest. And that is why we are concentrating more in comprehensive centers and labs.
Can you help us understand as to why these are so astronomically high as compared to the industry, right? I mean, the other listed players are at an EBITDA margin, which are mainly into B2C, are in at EBITDA margins of maximum 27-28%.
No, sir.
Almost 80-90% of their business is...
No, sir. If you go to the Vijaya Diagnostic, they are having B2C business and they have a very good EBITDA margin, nearly 40. And as far as Dr. Lal, Max and Thyrocare are concerned, they don't have B2C business. They have only franchise business, that is B2B. That is the reason they don't have such type of EBITDA. If you are having customers directly attending at your unit, the same case what Vijaya is doing, we are also doing the same thing. The only difference, they are doing the only B2C business. We are doing B2C, B2B and B2G, all type of business. That's why it's an it is averaged at a lower level. If we go for only B2C business, then definitely it will be around 35% to 40%. Definitely. But the growth will not be in that manner, in that case. And we want to grow globally, and that is the reason we have to do B2C, B2B and B2G, all type of businesses. That is the reason it may be lesser than 35-40. Basically, if we average out, it will remain between 30 to 35.
So, sir, as you expand also and you know, reach more urban centers, these margins at 35-40% will be sustainable? Because I understand India is a very regionalistic player, right? I mean, it is not a pan-India player, and hence it can protect its margin. But since you have laid out your scope of, you know, expanding pan-India, being there in major urban towns, so do you think that this 35-40% level that you're seeing across your three lines of businesses, that is sustainable?
If it is B2C business, then it is 35 to 40. But at the same place, we are doing all B2GB and for franchise business also and corporate business also. So we expect around 30 to 35% EBITDA everywhere. Because it is averaged out. Just because we are doing all type of business. Vijaya is doing only B2C business.
And it is sustainable.
Yes, it is sustainable. We are doing it for so many years, and it is sustainable. And wherever we have opened the centers, normally we say we get break even in 1 to 2 years, but usually we get break even within 1 year. Wherever we are going, we have gone to Jaipur, we have gone to Bhopal, we have gone to Delhi, and we are seeing it is not a problem anywhere. Just because when you become a global player and going to any city and you have to compete with the local player, definitely we have advantage over them. And that is the reason it is a maintainable EBITDA wherever we go.
Right. And sir, are you seeing any improvement in the working capital days? In this quarter, have you seen an improvement going forward? Can we expect it to come down so that the cash conversion is high?
Rajiv, you can say about this?
Yes, sir. It is improving quarter to quarter. So we had not so good working capital in March last year, but we are improving it on quarterly basis.
So do we see a positive net cash inflow from
operating activities this year? We are positive.
Okay. Sir, final question. I know you have alluded to, you know, that you will be seeing a higher growth than 30% that you have projected. But just, can you just give us more flavor about your FY27? I know FY26 is because, you know, you did a QIP, so your EPS might not grow as high as your revenue growth because of the larger equity base. But FY27, can you just give us more flavor around how the PAT and, you know, the bottom line can look like?
Sir, it will be a different game in next year, just because we have got a very big contract from the Punjab and Guwahati, and that itself is a project of 55 crores a year, and that will add up at our regular growth. That simply means it will be a game changer for next year, but that impact you will see quarter to quarter. As far as numbers are concerned, it is not possible for us to exactly tell you about this, but definitely it will be a great change next year, because of we have got so many contracts and because of so many expansion, and whatever we have done expansion in this year, it will start giving fruits next year also. So we will have a very good prospect for the next year.
Any aspirations to be in the top two, top three diagnostic chains in India in the next 2 to 3 years, given how you're growing?
So in next 2-3 years, definitely we can go amongst first 4 or 5, but not 2 to 3, just because there are 3-4 big players. But as far as growth is concerned, definitely we can compete anyone. Yes. But as far as volume of business is concerned, that may be, we may be in first 5. But as far as growth is concerned, definitely we will supersede. Definitely.
Perfect, sir. Congratulations and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Preet Jain from Nivisha Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir.
I'm audible now.
Yes, sir.
Basically, I want to understand that in the pathology segment,
currently molecular diagnostic in India has started growing. Companies like 3D Plasma and Molu is currently called DRHP. So basically, can you, being a diagnostic player, can you explain me the trend of molecular diagnostic, how it will play in India? Are you currently seeing customers at your centers requesting for molecular diagnostic, genomical testing, basically, I want to say?
Yes, sir. It has already started coming to our centers, and our group company, we have two hospitals, and there is a great demand from these hospitals also. That's why we are going to have a genetic lab in next 6 months at Lucknow. And we are working all day and night for this lab, and within 3 to 6 months, it will be started in Lucknow. And definitely, it has a great future. But we cannot put these such kind of lab all over India, because you can bring the samples from all over India and do the test at Lucknow. That's why we are making this lab, genome lab at Lucknow. And definitely, it has a future, but it is a gradual growth. At the moment, there is a great demand everywhere, but it is a sporadic demand. That's why we will put the lab at Lucknow first, and we will bring the samples from all over India, from our centers, and we will do the test at Lucknow. But definitely, there is a big future for such kind of labs, because the future belongs to three things only: cancer, IVF, and genetic labs. These three things are the future of healthcare.
So, sir, basically, these tests are on expensive side. So, basically, do you prefer open-ended machines or closed-ended machines from Roche or modern, big amount? Do you, behind your new lab, will you prefer open PCR or closed PCR machines? What do you prefer? What will you prefer?
We are going for closed just because of getting a very good quality. That's why we are not going for open systems. We are going for closed systems, so that quality may be maintained at a higher level. And our doctors are already appointed for these labs, and they are all the time they are working and for giving good and accurate and precise results. Because these type of these labs are useful for the IVF and cancer patients and would-be cancer patients. That's why we have to maintain a highest level of quality. So we are going for closed system. We are not thinking about how... Sorry, sir?
What is the cost difference between if we use open PCR and closed PCR in investment terms and also in terms of revenue per test?
Suppose that if you are going for closed system and the test cost is 25,000, our investment will be 12,000 rupees. And as far as open systems are concerned, we will not go. Because flatly, we have refused to compromise the quality. Because unless until we have a quality, these are very sensitive issues. As far as IVF is concerned and cancer is concerned, very sensitive issues. We will not take any chance.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Thank you. The next question Thank comes you. From the line of Deepak Pruthi from Wealth with Wisdom. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Amar. Great set of numbers.
Hello.
Congratulations to you and your team. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
हाँ जी डॉक्टर अमर जस्ट वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड ये बिजनेस जो हमारा रेफरेंस से आता है जो डॉक्टर्स के रेफरेंस से तो ये बिजनेस मॉडल कैसे है ये डॉक्टर पेशेंट आपको पे करता है कमर्शियल ट्रांजैक्शन आपके साथ होती है उसकी या वो डॉक्टर को पे करता है एंड जो डॉक्टर का रेफरल कॉस्ट है वो आप डॉक्टर को पे करते हो हाउ डज इट वर्क
मैं आपको तीनों चीजें बता देता हूँ एक तो फ्रेंचाइज बिजनेस में ये होता है कि जो हमारा फ्रेंचाइजी होता है हम उससे कहते हैं कि यू जस्ट होल्ड 40% एंड आउट ऑफ 40% आवर मार्केटिंग टीम टेल देम यू गिव दिस मच ऑफ मनी टू द डॉक्टर एंड कीप दिस मच मनी टू विद यू दिस इज द फ्रेंचाइज मॉडल विच इज कॉमन फॉर ऑल द बिग प्लेयर्स And as far as referring doctors are concerned, as I told you with earlier investor, because our 40% business is referral and 10% business is sales and 50% business from government sectors, insurance. As far as these 50% business is concerned, we get the whole money and we don't have to pay anything to anyone. And self business also, we get the money directly. And as far as 40% is concerned, through our marketing team, this becomes a marketing cost. So if you go through the whole business, it is more or less 7 to 10% of the total business, which goes through the marketing team. But we don't pay directly to the cash, directly cash to the doctors, but definitely referring doctors take the money. Either in the form of checks or...
So basically patient franchisee ko pay karta hai, franchisee let's say keep his part and aapko shayad pay kar deta hai, aur jo usme se doctor ka jo share hota hai,
wo marketing cost mein jata hai. Wo marketing cost part aa jata hai.
No, understand. एक ये सर आप जो आपका अभी पीपीपी मॉडल है गवर्नमेंट के साथ जो हुआ है आई थिंक पंजाब गवर्नमेंट के साथ हुआ है और एक शायद गुवाहाटी में हुआ है तो ये इसमें ये बिजनेस मॉडल कैसे है पेशेंट आपको पे करेगा आप उसे एक फिक्स अमाउंट देंगे या कैसे गवर्नमेंट को या कैसे हाउ डज इट वर्क
इसमें गवर्नमेंट ने हमारा कॉन्ट्रैक्ट हो गया वो दे विल गिव अस ए प्लेस विद इलेक्ट्रिसिटी And we will maintain that place and we will put the machines. This is our investment and we will take the money directly from the patient as a cash.
So basically government ne aapko authorize kar diya hai. Government ne aapse rental le liya us space ka ya
nahi rental bhi nahi liya sir. Unhone rental nahi liya. Unhone sirf ek particular discount par hamare tender ko pass karke kaha hai ki ab aap directly patient se paisa lijiye. So we will. It is not a matter of receivable from the government sector. Now government has changed the stance. Previously, what government was doing, they were paying the money, but now they are escaping from paying the money to the diagnostics, and that is the reason. Now we will take the money from the patient directly.
So sir, ये 55 करोड़ क्या है? So 55 करोड़ आप basically कर सकते हो total amount.
जी 55 करोड़ गवर्नमेंट ने जिस समय टेंडर निकाला था उसकी कॉस्ट 55 करोड़ इंटू 10 ईयर 550 करोड़ थी उसी बेसिस पर उन्होंने हमसे बैंक गारंटी ली उसी पर उन्होंने हमसे अर्नेस्ट मनी ली और उसी बेसिस पर उन्होंने टेंडरिंग करी थी नॉर्मली व्हाट हैपेंस जो गवर्नमेंट बताती है उससे कुछ ज्यादा ही बिजनेस होता है आई जस्ट टेल यू एक हमारे पास कॉन्ट्रैक्ट था जो 5 करोड़ का मिला था मगर वो धीरे धीरे बढ़ के 40 करोड़ हो गया नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर्स because as soon as these district hospital grows, this amount increases. And what they are having past references, they have told us it is a project of 55 crore a year and 550 crores for 10 years. It is a 10 years project. But what is going to happen, that will come out in next few quarters.
मतलब अभी 55 करोड़ इज द एस्टिमेटेड वैल्यू कि यार लगभग इतना आएगा मतलब इतना मान के चलो राइट बट इसमें कॉन्ट्रैक्ट में क्या होता है मतलब हाउ इज इट बिड हाउ इज इट क्लोज इन द सेंस कि आप क्या चीज मतलब यू नो हाउ डिड यू विन ओवर अदर्स क्या पैरामीटर होते हैं जिससे आपको
सर सीजीएचएस रेट पर एक डिस्काउंट देना होता है और जिसका डिस्काउंट बेस्ट होता है उसको ये टेंडर मिलता
है तो इसमें सर एक चीज और बताइए हमारी जो स्ट्रेंथ है एज अ कंपनी डायग्नोस्टिक इज बेसिकली कि जो हम जो रेडियोलॉजी की टेस्टिंग है ये सब में मतलब वी हैव एन एज ओवर जैसे डॉक्टर लाल पैथ लैब और विजय डायग्नोस्टिक वो जो जनरली वो लोग तो यही ब्लड जो भी ये
बिग बिल्डिंग 3 or 4 फ्लोर्स एंड इट हैज नियरली 8 to 9,000 स्क्वायर फीट एरिया एंड वी मेक ए फुल फ्लेजेड डायग्नोस्टिक सेंटर विच बेसिकली कैटर द होल विसिनिटी द होल कम्युनिटी एंड वी बिकम ए नंबर वन रेफरिंग सेंटर इन दैट विसिनिटी दैट इज हैपनिंग फॉर लास्ट 20-25 ईयर्स दिस इज द मोडस ऑपरेंडी फॉर चंदन सॉरी सर
हाँ जी हाँ जी आई विजिटेड योर प्रशांत विहार फैसिलिटी अमेजिंग आई मीन डॉक्टर लाल पैथ लैब एंड दीज आर टू डिफरेंट बिजनेस मॉडल्स
They don't have a referral model. They get the sample from the franchise, and doctor franchisee collect the samples from the doctor or hospitals and nursing homes and transfer the sample to Dr. Lal lab, and they do the test, and it is their modus operandi. And in this modus operandi, so many big players are working and competing with each other. But we are not competing in that level. We are having a competition from the local players only, those who are giving pathological and radiological services. So our modus operandi is entirely different from these big players. But of course, we are also now we have started franchise business also. So that why should we lose this business also? But till date we have a 100% business out of franchise. Recently we have started allotting the franchise. And we have already allotted 100 in last 2 months, and we are aiming for 1,000 in next 3 years. Definitely, that business will also add up in our normal business.
Understand. Sir, abhi kitne hamare labs ho gaye hain overall?
Overall, hamari 60 labs ho gaye hain. Jisme comprehensive.
Last quarter mein kitne increase the?
Sorry, sir.
Last quarter mein kitne add kiye the? Yeah, 16
I can tell you in this year what we have done. So in this year we will we are having 18 labs and 7 comprehensive centers giving all type of services, and we will have 2 wellness centers in next 1 month, and for next year we are planning for 13 labs and 1 wellness center, 1 genome lab and 1 PET scan and 3 comprehensive centers. And this year, basically this year, we have expended too much. Next year, it will be slightly lesser. Because we have already invested so much in this year, and we will start getting the fruits in next year. So we are slowing down somewhat next year for expansion. And then after that, we will again put more and more centers. Just to maintain our profitability and EBITDA, we are maintaining such type of thing. And moreover, we are having a very big project this year for government also. And that is the reason we are balancing the things.
ठीक है सर. एक ये वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन, ये जो कॉर्पोरेट के थ्रू आपका बिजनेस होता है, ये कैसा बिजनेस मॉडल है? हाउ डज इट वर्क? लेट्स से मैं
सबसे अच्छा सर, ये सबसे अच्छा मॉडल है, क्योंकि इसमें हमने जैसे यहाँ हमने लखनऊ में जब बिजनेस स्टार्ट किया तो करीब 200 लोगों से हमारा इनसे हो गया एफिलिएशन. अब हम जिस शहर में भी जाते हैं उन 200 लोगों को हम सीधे कनेक्ट हो जाते हैं और दे स्टार्ट गिविंग अस पेशेंट्स. क्योंकि हमारा अब जैसे मान लीजिए स्टेट बैंक ऑफ इंडिया से हमारा लखनऊ में हो गया, हम जहां भी जाएंगे वहां के स्टेट बैंक ऑफ इंडिया से हमारा हो जाएगा. हमारा यहाँ सीजीएसएस हो गया, वहां पर सीजीएसएस हो जाएगा, सीएपीएफ हो जाएगा. मतलब जितने भी करेक्शंस हैं गवर्नमेंट के, पब्लिक सेक्टर के, प्राइवेट सेक्टर के, सबसे हमें एफिलिएशन हो जाता है. एंड दिस इट इज अ वेरी सॉलिड बिजनेस, एंड इंश्योरेंस सेक्टर है इसमें मोस्टली 50 तो इंश्योरेंस सेक्टर ही है काफी. तो वो सब इंश्योरेंस हमारे इमीडिएटली जिस शहर में जाते हैं इमीडिएटली हमसे कनेक्ट हो जाते हैं. तो ये जो ऑनबोर्डिंग प्रोसेस है इट गिव्स अस अ रियल बूस्ट टू द बिजनेस. सो वी आर वेरी मच फॉर द कॉर्पोरेट बिजनेस. दैट इज द रीजन वी आर हैविंग नियरली 50% ऑफ द टोटल बिजनेस फ्रॉम कॉर्पोरेट, बिकॉज इट इज अ फर्म बिजनेस एंड वेरी गुड बिजनेस, बिकॉज दे गिव द पेमेंट विद इन अ मंथ. Usually 1 month to 45 days they take. Only CGHS takes more than 3 months. Otherwise, all the sectors pay very fast.
Congratulations! Thanks, sir. All the best for the upcoming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mohan Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Agarwal, you may proceed with your question.
Hello. Sir, namaste.
Namaste, sir. Namaste.
Sir, main Lucknow se baat kar raha hu.
Very good.
जी सर. सर दरअसल में मेरे को मैंने पिछले साल पहली बार आपकी डायग्नोस्टिक सेंटर में विजिट किया था आशियाना वाले में.
अच्छा.
तब तक मुझे नहीं पता था कि आपकी कंपनी लिस्टेड है, तो ज्यादातर क्वेश्चन के आंसर हो गए. तो जस्ट एक बात बताना चाह रहा था आपको कि मैंने को पिछले साल पीएससी करवानी थी, तो मैंने बहुत सारे लखनऊ में जितने सर्विसेज मिलती हैं, मैंने सबके बारे में रिसर्च किया कि कौन सबसे अच्छी सर्विस दे सकता है और बेस्ट रेट किसके होंगे, क्योंकि सर एक मिडिल क्लास माइंडसेट है मेरा भी, तो मैं बजट भी लेके चलता था उस हिसाब से। तो मैंने पाया उस टाइम आपकी एक बहुत बढ़िया स्कीम चल रही थी कि फैमिली मेंबर्स ऐड करने पे, मतलब पहले फैमिली मेंबर पे आपका शायद था 25% डिस्काउंट, एंड उसके बाद फर्दर ऑन सेकेंड या थर्ड मेंबर ऐड करने पे 50% डिस्काउंट था।
जी जी सर।
तो
जी,
पहले तो मेरे को सिर्फ अपने फादर का करवाना था, लेकिन जब मैंने ये स्कीम देखी तो मुझे अच्छा लगा, तो मैंने कहा कि मैं अपना भी करवाऊंगा।
जी जी।
तो मैंने अपना भी साथ में करवाया था, तो मैं पहली बार मैंने सर्विसेज का लाभ उठाया था आशियाना वाले, तो बहुत बढ़िया सर्विसेज थी जो भी थी।
आपको सेंटर कैसा लगा सर?
सर मैं बता रहा हूँ ना कि मतलब मैंने उसी टाइम सोच लिया था कि आगे से कभी कोई सर्विस होगी ऐसी तो मैं यही आऊंगा।
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू सर।
मेरे को क्या था कि सर दो तीन रुपए अगर कोई ज्यादा भी ले ले, मेरे को क्या है कि ट्रस्ट चाहिए था मेरे को।
जी,
मेरे को सर रिपोर्ट सही चाहिए थी, तो मेरे को बहुत सारे लोगों ने कहा भी था कि यहाँ से करवाना, ये इसकी ये रिपोर्ट अच्छी रहती है। तो
जी,
ये चीज था। हुआ क्या सर कि मेरे को ये था कि मैं हर 6 महीने में करवाऊंगा, तो अभी मैंने को फरवरी में मैंने फिर से क्वेरी रेज करी थी, कॉल सेंटर में कॉल किया कि मेरे को पीएचसी करवाना है, तो उन्होंने मैंने पूछा कि क्या रेट्स होंगे, तो मैंने सोचा था कि मैं अभी दो तीन रिलेटिव और हैं, मैं उनको भी साथ में लेके चलूंगा, तो मैंने रेट्स पता किए थे, तो मेरे पिछले वाले से थोड़े से हाई रेट्स मिले थे, तो मैंने कहा ठीक है ओके। तो मैंने पूछा कि जो आपकी स्कीम थी वो अभी भी वैलिड है क्या, तो जो पिछले वाली थी, तो उन्होंने बताया कि नहीं वो स्कीम अभी वैलिड नहीं है। तो मैं जस्ट ये आपसे जानना चाह रहा था कि आपने वो स्कीम बंद कर दी या क्यों बंद करी थी, क्योंकि मेरे को वो स्कीम बहुत अच्छी लगी थी, वो नए कस्टमर को जो पुल करने की स्ट्रेटजी थी बहुत बढ़िया थी वो आपकी।
आप निश्चिंत रहिए सर, अब पता चल गया आपको, कल के बाद से वो स्कीम फिर से मिल जाएगी। मैं बोल दूंगा अपने टीम को कि मतलब इससे, क्योंकि बेसिकली बात स्कीम की पैसे की भी नहीं है, बात यह है कि मोर एंड मोर पीपल कैन गो फॉर हेल्थ चेकअप्स एंड इट विल बी ए वेरी गुड थिंग फॉर सोसाइटी एंड द कंट्री आल्सो। आप ये समझिए आपको कल मॉर्निंग के बाद से ये स्कीम इम्प्लीमेंटेड मिलेगी।
सर एज ए इन्वेस्टर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू तो मुझे लगेगा कि मार्जिन बढ़ना है, तो
कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता इन्वेस्टर सर, इन्वेस्टमेंट में कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता।
मैं सर आपको बताता हूँ, मैं सॉरी इंटरप्ट करने के लिए, मैं आपको बताता हूँ, मेरे साथ वालों को जब मैंने स्कीम बताई तो वो चौंक गए थे उस टाइम पे कि अरे इतना सही डिस्काउंट, वो भी चंदन में, क्योंकि सर चंदन एक रेप्यूटेड ब्रांड है लखनऊ में, तो उनको लगा कि इतना सही रेट और चंदन में तुमने करवा लिया, तो मुझको बताता बताना अगली बार। तो जब उनको अभी मैं बताऊंगा, तो मैं सोचा था कि उनको बताऊंगा, तो मैं आपको बताना चाह रहा था कि वो बहुत अच्छा स्कीम थी वो नए कस्टमर को पुल करने की। और दूसरी बात ये थी, मैंने को एक चीज खटकती है। जी,
वी रिक्वेस्ट यू टू जॉइन द क्यू फॉर द फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन।
सर एक लास्ट लास्ट बात थी अगर मैं बोल पाऊँ तो।
जी जी।
सर एक मेरे को छोटी सी बात थी कि वो एक आपके में है कि अंडर 5 किलोमीटर सर कोई चार्ज नहीं होता है जब सैंपल कलेक्ट करने आते हैं, उसके बाद चार्ज लिया जाता है। अगर सर हो सके सर इसको हटाइए, क्योंकि सर कस्टमर के माइंड में सर एक वो रुकावट पैदा होती है कि अच्छा मैं पहले पेमेंट करूंगा इस चीज को लिए, तो मैं बाकी ब्रांड के मुकाबले में बताना चाह रहा था ये बात।
ओके, आई विल डिस्कस इट एंड सी द प्रोबेबिलिटी। यस यस, आई विल डिस्कस।
थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ खुशी जैन फ्रॉम निजन कैपिटल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो सर, कांग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन अ वेरी गुड सेट ऑफ नंबर्स। Saying that you've mentioned that the EBITDA margins will get back to on an aggregate basis will be around 30-32%, right?
Yes.
When do we expect that to be done, like in next year FY27, or when do we expect the EBITDA margins to get back to 30-32%?
With every quarter you will see the change. From this quarter four to next, every quarter you will see the change.
Okay, so by the end
of course, upward change you will see.
Okay, so by quarter four FY27, can we expect the overall EBITDA margins to be around 30-32%?
Actually, ma'am, as far as diagnostic is concerned, we are already having a EBITDA margin of more than 30%. But it is just because of consolidated results, because we are adding up pharmacy business also. It seems to be less 19 or 20%. But at the moment, our EBITDA margin is more than 30%. And we are trying to make it more than 35% in future, next year.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Shraman CM, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Amanji, sunai de ra?
Bilkul, sir. Bilkul.
Sir, congratulations on a very good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
So, अभी इसमें एक ही डाउट था मेरा सर अभी ये गवर्नमेंट ऑर्डर में there will be no it will be treated as B2C only no correct from a working capital point of view
yes we will get the payment directly from the patient
okay
and it is a cash business
cash business so there will be no strain on working capital
no nothing
okay sir any more equity dilution you are seeing sir going forward for keeping
already we have gone for preferential Boy, shares and
more.
this is enough for the next year expansion and I don't think there will be any dilution in next 2-3 years
then sir or kuch any light on Q4 sir Q4 ka kuch bol sakte hain
you will see a change but wait for the numbers
then sir okay all the best sir thank you so much
thank you sir thank you
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Prabhat Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The another question I have is, what are the challenges or risks you are facing in your expansion plans? The things are looking quite good at the moment, but while you are doing the expansion of things which you are planning for next 2-3 years, are you seeing any challenges or risks? At the moment?
Sorry, sir, I could not understand what.
So, sorry, I will repeat once more. So, are you facing any challenge or are you seeing any risk? The plan which you have at the moment?
No, sir. I have a full team of 40 persons and they are on it and we are working day night and we have got the money from preferential shares also. So as far as finance is concerned, as far as working people are concerned, we are on it and we don't see any challenge in starting all these centers. That's why if you go through, we have in this year, we will have 18 labs more and 7 comprehensive centers more. And definitely we can expand as per our plan. And we have a good team of 40 people. And out of these 40 people, 30 people are having nearly 30-40% shares of the company. They are working owners actually. That's why we don't see any challenge as far as putting all these expansions in line. And we have got preferential shares also for 104 crore and we have already received 26 crores, 25% in this month and the warrants were fully subscribed and we are expecting in next 1 year we will get rest of the money and the expansion will go smoothly.
All right, okay, thank you. One more question, sorry.
That,
yes. While you are trying to expand in the bigger cities, are you also thinking about going to like tier 3 or tier 4 cities? Like there you will find mostly the local labs, not the like the listed or the big players, where the local labs are present quite a lot. So
your voice is not very clear. Please, can you repeat the question?
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. My bad. So my question is, like, are you also thinking, like, going tier 3 or tier 4 cities where you find the local labs quite a lot?
Yes, we are already in tier 2 and 3 cities. Our preference is always for tier 2 and 3 cities. But because we are going global, and that's why we are covering the metropolitan cities also. But our main focus is always on tier 2, 3 and 4 cities because these cities are totally deprived of big organizations. organized, they don't have organized business. That's the reason we cover tier 2, 3 and 4 cities. But definitely our 90% business comes from tier 2 and 3 cities. Because they are totally deprived of good facilities.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for answering my question.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Acharya from Kiran Advisors Private Limited for closing comments. Thank you. And over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Chandan Healthcare Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.